Fine-tuning techniques related to environment. Fine-tuning master schedule performance is a key way to ensure that manufacturing planning and control, MPC, and the organization's operation strategy are executed successfully. Techniques for fine-tuning master scheduling in specific manufacturing environments include changing inventory levels in make-to-stock environments, balancing backlogs and capacity costs in make and assemble-to-order environments, using time fences, changing inventory levels in MTS environments. The challenge in master scheduling in a make-to-stock MTS manufacturing environment is balancing inventory costs, customer service, and production costs or efficiency. This is done by setting a targeted level for customer service, order fill rates, and working to minimize inventory and production costs to the degree possible at the given level of customer service. Organizations have a number of levers for controlling and adjusting inventory levels to meet their customer service and financial goals, as summarized in Exhibit 4-42. These are influenced by lean manufacturing techniques. As seen in the exhibit, faster throughput enables a reduction in replenishment order lead time, which leads to lower finished goods inventory requirements and costs. In combination with other productivity improvements, assemble-to-order might not take much longer than make-to-stock, and it avoids the costs of stocking the wrong product configurations at distribution warehouses. Balancing backlogs and capacity costs in MTO and ATO environments. The goal of make-to-order, MTO, and assemble-to-order, ATO production is to balance backlog levels and capacity costs while providing targeted levels of customer service. In this case, customer service targets will relate to short enough lead times for order promising. What is short enough is partly determined by customer expectations and partly by what is currently feasible. Another organizational goal related to balancing backlog levels and capacity is efficient use of capacity and resources. Some levers of change that organizations can use to achieve these goals are shown in Exhibit 4-43. As you can see, the higher the backlog level, the longer it takes for an order to be fulfilled, which is why reduction in throughput time has a positive impact on customer service. An increase in customer service, or a decrease in backlog, requires an increase in capacity and also requires a trade-off that can be analyzed using optimization analysis, using time fences in different environments. Time fences help an organization meet important customer service goals such as perfect order delivery. They are designed to help stabilize order management and the master production schedule. The following reviews time fence policies and how they can best be used to prevent or at least minimize disruptions in different manufacturing environments. Planning time fence, PTF, slightly beyond cumulative lead time. Inside the PTF, slushy zone, orders can be changed and new orders are accepted and consume the forecast. Unexpected orders may have problems with component and capacity availability. Orders that exceed the forecast could require rescheduling open orders and delaying release of planned orders. Planning software allows the master scheduler to stop orders just outside the PTF from rolling into the slushy zone to allow assessment of capacity and materials impact. Demand time fence, DTF, point of no return. Any change or new order in the frozen zone inside the DTF disrupts production. Make-to-order, MTO. The DTF is farther out since lead time includes some purchasing as well as subassembly and assembly lead time. Assemble-to-order, ATO. The DTF is not as far out as subassemblies, modes, or options are in stock. Make-to-stock, MTS. The DTF is very close. A customer order triggers shipment from stock. Exhibit 4-44 provides a summary of the types of problems that the demand time fence policy is designed to prevent.